This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
57 degrees in Central Virginia at 16 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. I'm Coy Barefoot, and this is Charlottesville Right Now. So we recently learned that the big Seminole Theater there behind Kmart, the one that they, you know, were going to tear down to build this new road, well, there's no money for the road, so the good folks at the Seminole Theater said, hey, you know what, we're going to go ahead and spruce up this theater, we're going to turn it into a 9-screen stadium seating, digital print, all new sound system, multiplex, beautiful theater, by far, overnight. It'll be the nicest thing in Charlottesville as far as movies go, movie theaters go. But then we learned today that little old Waynesboro may be the home of a 12-screen all-new movie theater. Joining me on the long line from over the mountain is Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press, AugustaFreePress.com. Chris, fill us in. What is this? What is this story all about?
Waynesboro has no movie theater. We had the Wayne Theater, which was our movie theater, a two-screen. I don't, you can't really call that a plex or anything. It's just a two-screen theater. Closed in 1999, and we've been in the dark as far as moving pictures go for a decade now. And the news today is that that west end of town that I'm sure some Charlottesville and Crozet area listeners in particular are familiar with, where we have a Target and the Walmart Center out there
and Kohl's,
a food restaurants. Kohl's, yeah, Home Depot and Lowe's that are popular. The that area is now slated. There's a sliver of land back there behind the Home Depot, accessible to Windy Grove Drive and Rosser Avenue, where there are plans for a 12-screen cineplex in addition to 40,000 square feet of retail, 120 high-end residential units, and plans have been submitted to the city planning department. And there are still some hurdles to overcome before consideration can be done. But we're talking about a year and a half, possibly, a 12-screen cineplex being open in Waynesboro.
Amazing, and so much for the bad economy.
So much for the bad. Well, you know, actually, from talking with developers and real estate folks the last few months, it seems like, you know, of course, the economy is what it is. It's a slow time, certainly, to get things moving, but it's also the right time, from talking with these folks, and I just thought maybe they were feeding me a few lines, to do the construction, you know, to do this kind of planning because, well, there are incentives out there from some banks, you know, to start, you know, freeing up some money, and certainly the cost of construction are lower at a time like this because construction companies really need to get some work going. So you might get low bids. You might actually get a project done for a lot cheaper than when times are great. So maybe in a way, this is a good time to do these kind of things.
We're talking with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press, online at AugustaFreePress.com. The news broke today of a plan, a proposal for a whole new shopping complex in Waynesboro, right near the Home Depot, that would include a 12-screen, and I'm assuming stadium seating.
Stadium seating, a key feature of this, is definitely a part of that. From talking with the developer today, all the amenities that you can imagine. And the developer who's involved in this project is a guy named Bill Halsrath, who's actually very involved with the nonprofit effort to redevelop the Wayne Theater, the theater that I mentioned that closed 10 years ago, into a community performing arts center. So this is someone who's done these kind of projects in the past. Bill was instrumental in the redevelopment, for example, of a project to reduce Fairfax Hall, a 1890 hotel built here that was actually in disrepair in the late 1990s, and he led the effort to actually reclaim that. It's now a senior living place. He has done these kind of projects before. He's pulled them off before, and so this is not just someone coming in saying, "Hey, I'd love to build a movie theater in Waynesboro. Let's see if we can make it happen." This is a project really that's at least 5 years in the making, and actually he and his business partners. Talking with them today, they bought this property 22 years ago. They've had something like this in mind for a long time, and we're really seeing sort of the end of the process starting to play out here now.
So, Chris, give us an idea. Help us understand where this is. The Home Depot there is right next to the highway at that major Waynesboro intersection where all the new shopping is. Is this slated in that field next to the Home Depot?
Yeah, from people who are familiar with that area, you drive down Windy Grove Drive, you drive down past a couple of hotels, you go by a restaurant called South River Restaurant. The Home Depot is sort of right now at the end of the block.
Yeah.
That block would be extended, and the residential units, the retail units, and then the Cineplex would be, I guess that's towards the mountain, it'd be east. of that area that you're used to right now. But it would be visible from the interstate, certainly from Interstate 64, which is a wide open area right through there. You would be able to see it from right there. It would have great visibility as a result. Certainly, I'm sure this would not just appeal to Waynesboro consumers, but those same folks from Crozet would come over and shop and keep that Target and Kohl's and Home Depot and Lowe's and Walmart, keep those businesses thriving. It would be a great appeal to them. It'd be 10 miles away for them to go to the movies. It's in that general area where we've seen a lot of development in Waynesboro in the last 6 or 7 years.
Well, of course, all the folks in the western part of the county and in Albemarle County and the Crozet area have already discovered Waynesboro. They know it's much easier to jump over the mountain, highway the whole way, and get to all that shopping than it is to try to make it through Charlottesville and up 29 North.
Oh, yeah, it's interstate driving. Once you get out of Crozet, you get on there, I think it's exit 107. That area in Waynesboro that's successful is exit 94, so it's 13 miles of interstate driving, and it's a straight shot. Basically, get off the interstate, you turn left, you go to Kohl's and Target, you turn right, you go to Walmart, to the restaurants, and in the next year and a half or so, you'll be going to that movie theater there. So, oh, yeah, I mean, 13 minutes of interstate driving, you're talking about a 15-minute drive once you're on the interstate and you're in Waynesboro, and you certainly can't do anything comparable going from Crozet to Charlottesville, given you have to go 250 or the interstate, get 20.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, that's a crazy trip. So that's the underlying economics to this move in Waynesboro. Again, it's something that's been in the works for about 20 years off and on, this particular project, but what makes it happen is the economics of Western Albemarle County.
Well, I will tell you, I know Jim and Linda Rowland, who built the South River Grill down there, and I remember standing out there in that field before they built it and her saying, this is going to be a major shopping area. There's going to be so many people here. We're going to build this. And that South River Grill was one of the first things in that whole spot when it was nothing but a road through a field out to their restaurant. And damn if she wasn't absolutely correct.
Oh, yeah, she was several years ahead of her time in that respect. She was on the other side of Waynesboro, had a great location on the other side of Lou DeWitt Boulevard on the 250 corridor. And when she moved out there, people here thought, well, is she losing it? That part of town was basically a forest. I mean, where Walmart and Home Depot and Lowe's are now was a farm. There was a road in between. Lou DeWitt Boulevard was in between, but it was farmland and, trees and forests and everything else. And it had been slated for development. I mean, the comprehensive plans of the last, the one adopted in the late 1990s and the one readopted again this year have envisioned that area being what it is now. But, outside of Linda Rowland and a few people on the Waynesboro Planning Commission, nobody else had foreseen what really it has become. But when Walmart decided in 2002 to move here, they opened up in late 2003, I think it was, that really spurred, a lot of what we're seeing since then. When Walmart draws circles around population centers and says that we can make money here, it seems to have really gotten the rest of that going. The Waynesboro Town Center, which used to be the Outlet Village on the other side of the interstate.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was a place that, the city had actually sunk a lot of money into back in the late 1980s, very controversially. It didn't work out at all, to say the least. And, a developer from North Carolina comes in and says, we can do something with this. Now there's a Target, Kohl's. I mean, that shopping center's taken a life of its own. And so you see, in a way, I kind of look at the Exit 94 corridor in Waynesboro with all the things they have going on there. It's almost like sort of a mini short pump, if for people who are familiar with going to short pump.
Yeah, well put, well put.
Yeah, there's a lot of the same stores actually are here that are in short pump. And so, Waynesboro is really positioned interestingly to in a lot of ways here in the Augusta County, greater Augusta area. Stanton, for the longest time, was a commercial center and retail center of this market, Stanton was that, and then Waynesboro was a manufacturing center. Waynesboro's lost its manufacturing base over the last 20 years, very gradually but steadily, and it's replaced those jobs and those tax revenues with retail. And actually, Waynesboro has a bigger retail base than Stanton does. Looking at the figures from the State Department of Taxation, they've actually surpassed Stanton.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, and that's been a change. It's been 6 or 7 years in the making. It's been that quick stuff.
Well, it's amazing. We're talking with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press just over the mountain. It's amazing, and for the folks who go over there regularly, they know what we're talking about. And if you haven't seen Waynesboro recently, you need to go see what's happening because it is amazing. What's even more amazing is when you look at over there, they got the Kohl's, they got a Cracker Barrel, they got a Home Depot, they got a drive-through Starbucks. Charlottesville doesn't have any of that.
That's interesting. I guess I don't have to leave as much anymore to go do things as I used to, and and you know, you don't think about what we have, because I've lived in Waynesboro all my life. I grew up here, and we used to always lament what we didn't have. And it's almost, we get to a point now where we get giddy about what's coming up next, because, you know, we've not had so much for so long. And the movie theater, to get back to that, was something that was a glaring omission. You know, we had a small movie theater down the street here, and that's what we had. And, you know, for folks here who live here, I mean, there's roughly 25,000 residents in Waynesboro. We know we have to go 20 minutes to Stanton. We have to go 35 or 40 minutes to Charlottesville, 45 minutes up to Harrisburg to go see a movie. And it, you know, it's a hard thing to be, just to claim deprivation over. But, you know, you want to go see the movies that you see advertised on TV. You hate having to get in the car and go basically a half hour in any direction to go do so. And so, you know, after all those other things we have, we had this movie theater complex. And like you said, actually, it might be the best movie theater complex in the region. Then all of a sudden, I don't know what we'll complain about. You know, we'll be kind of like Boston Red Sox fans. We've won the World Series now. What are we going to do next?
Chris Graham writes at the Augusta Free Press online at AugustaFreePress.com. Chris, thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.